This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Supply chain bottlenecks starting at West Coast ports are squeezing U.S. ag exports, costing some ag sectors a bundle. Exports are the lifeblood of American agriculture, yet, according to Leprino Foods' Mike Durkin, supply chain bottlenecks from ports to waterways and rail and truck terminals are squeezing that lifeline.
Freight rates from the Asia are currently 15 times higher than freight rates from the U.S. to Asia, creating a clear financial incentive for ships to depart empty, with no U.S. goods on board versus waiting to be loaded. As a result, shipping companies are refusing to load U.S. agricultural exports, and over 70% of the containers are returning to Asia empty.
Durkin says it's killing income for many companies.
For Leprino, over 99% of our 2021 ocean shipments have been canceled or rebooked to a later date at least once, and in some cases up to 10 times or more. Over 100 bookings this year have been canceled or rebooked 17 times.
With freight and storage fees soaring, Durkin says future business is in danger.
This export crisis may result in irreparable harm to the American agriculture as customers around the world are questioning the U.S. dairy industry's reliability as a supplier.
Durkin says real results will take months, so until then, Congress must act to bar U.S. ocean carriers from returning to Asia empty.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.